This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. The law offices of David Schluter, Bob Schmidt, Junk Luggers, and Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings, for all of the announcements and introducing everybody. So let's light this candle. Elwood, buddy, how many miles in Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Hot, steamy day out there. A little humidity going on in Chicago today. It was nice to walk into 303 East Wacker and that air conditioning. Well done, 303 East Wacker. All right, let's go around the horn here. We got a packed show. We ate up a lot of time giving an attaboy to Andy, but when a guy from Maine East, from the neighborhood, does well, all right, we got to give him a little spotlight there. Janelle Iacino, the Bug Lady, Rose Pest Solutions. What are we talking about today?
Good morning, listeners. I'm talking about summer buzzkills. So stings, bites, all kinds of different things are trying to ruin the rest of summer for everybody. Kids are going back to school. I'm going to give some bed bug prevention tips out and talk about how you can avoid getting stung by wasps or bitten by mosquitoes so we can take the summer the rest of the way and have some good times out there, eh?
I ripped off the top two layers of my skin scratching mosquito bite on the
I
back
saw
of my
the
leg.
Scabs on yeah. your leg. I yeah. wondered if that was what that was.
Now, I went to the dermatologist. She's like, "What is this, a bug bite?" I'm like, well, it was until until I scratched that bejesus out of it. So I had to go get some special ointment.
Yeah.
So I think I've got some steroids on my leg.
Why don't you hit it with the gold bond?
I don't know if that's good for women.
I don't think so. I wouldn't go that route.
I don't want to go there. But thanks for bringing that up, dude. If our listeners want to reach out to you, best number.
Yes, they can reach Rose at 1-800-GOT-PESTS or get a free quote at rosepestcontrol.com.
David Schluter, real estate attorney, trust planning expert. What are we covering today, my friend?
Sellers cannot set the price of their home, even if they're talking to a realtor, without taking into account whether their town they're selling out of has a real estate sale transfer stamp. There are thousands of dollars in some towns, and you can't realistically agree to a price if you don't know about them. And we'll talk about how I can get them information. But the main thing is, to the listing agents, bring the topic up so your seller doesn't stare at you. Why is my check $5,000 less than you told me?
City of Evanston is $5 on the way out, $5 per thousand on the way out.
If you're over a million, if you're $9.99 and up, I think they triple it or
something. Yeah, and then they drill you.
Because you can afford it.
Right. Yeah, you don't need that money. But the city of Chicago, tongue in cheek, wink, wink, that was sarcastic. the city of Chicago charges $7.50 per thousand tax on the way in and $3 per thousand on the way out. So they
actually
get you both ways.
It's a total of $10.50 and they split it $3.50 on the seller and $7 on the poor buyers coming in.
Right. So it's $7.50 and $3. So I don't mean to change it, correct you, but that's what it is. All right. So like it's $750 for every $100,000 of the purchase price of the property. So if you're buying a $200,000 piece of property, not only you have to cover the closing costs and down payment, but you also got to give the city and these knuckleheads in City Hall $1,500.
It's like a vehicle sticker for deeds. It's made up.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Phone number for listeners want to reach you, Bob. Yeah, David.
No, that's all right. I thought you called me Bob. I was like, hey, Bob.
David, I'm looking right at you, and Bob's next to you.
Well, Bob. 630-285-5300.
Bob Schmidt, Junk Luggers. What are we talking about today? Out in Elgin, right?
Out in Elgin.
Yeah. What are we talking about today, bud?
So Janelle mentioned it. We're talking a little bit about back to school and how we can save some money and some repurposing techniques and ideas and a few numbers just so everyone gets a taste of what's going on in the real world. I'll just throw in a couple numbers out there now. Won't say what they are yet. 14.5 million, 69%, and 27 million. We'll talk more about that later.
Look at you, Mr. Radio Tease. That was pretty good. All right, well done. You'll have to wait until 10:45 to get what the heck those mean, but nicely done. And you have a great shot. My middle daughter is going back to Iowa on Monday, and my oldest daughter is going back to her school down in Florida on Friday. So it's a great time to stop out in Elgin to get some inexpensive repurposed furniture for Absolutely. That college dorm, fraternity, sorority, apartment. It's perfect.
Because let's face it, that stuff's not coming back.
No.
Disposable furniture.
Right.
We sent the couch out there. Okay, the couch I was upstairs, a 15-20-year-old. And I went to visit my daughter. She's like, Dad, you could stay on the couch. I'm like, hard no. I'm like, we dropped it off clean. I don't even, God knows what type of things. It's a biology factory going on there. For listeners who want to reach out to you, what's the best way to reach you?
1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865 or at junkluggers.com.
And like you said, that couch is not leaving Iowa City. Or thereabouts. Forget about it. All right. We got a packed show, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call. Text and photo line. We got the Senegar mailbag coming up after these messages.
Hey, let's see what topics we got in the old mailbag, huh?
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago's mailbag. Brought to you by Centerguard Plumbing.
Mail call. Centerguard Plumbing, the only plumbing company guy I trust to touch my pipes, Janelle.
In your house.
That are in my house. All right, we're going to start out. A couple weeks ago, a listener called in that lived in Lake Zurich, wasn't happy with the road in front of her house because it was challenging. She was in a new subdivision out in Lake Zurich, and she had called numerous times to the city, and she wanted us to get involved. So I sent an email, which is right here, to Ray Keller, the village manager of Lake Zurich, who was on vacation when I sent, but he called me back. Big fan of the show. Listens to us all the time. He's like, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to address this. Turns out that there's two sides of every story. Long story short, we don't need to go into it, but the lady that called in, according to the village of Lake Zurich, knew about the roads not being done. They encouraged her not to do it until the roads are done, but she wanted to move in, so she moved in. And turned out, the day after he called me, the next day they had it scheduled to pave.
Huh.
Right? So it's not like my outreach helped it. Those things take time, and it's proper planning. So appreciate Ray Keller, the village manager of Lake Zurich, for following up and getting that done. And we're man of the people here. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. A very good friend of mine referred his father to me that was buying a home in Florida. He hadn't bought a home and financed a home in over 30 years.
Mm.
So I sent this nice man. I talked to him. I'm like, hey, we need to do this. We're going to go in this different direction. And he sent me this email. Hang on. He sent me this. I have never been asked for such detailed information. As for my basic investment accounts, I will only provide you with the front page, which isn't acceptable. What I have in my account is not relevant. I disagree. It is relevant if you want to get a loan in 2025. You also want 12 months of the complete bank statements. Well, I can do that, but the first 6 months of this year is with my bookkeeper. What you are asking for is TMI for the loan. I said, okay. I said, respectfully, I emailed him back. Thank you for the email. Okay. Lots has changed, like 20 additional layers of income verification since last time you secured a mortgage in the 1990s. I'm trying to get you lowest rate possible. And the only way for me to do that, with all the new regulations that have been put in place since the market imploded, when the market imploded in 2008, is for me and every other reputable lender to secure all the information requested below. And then I listed everything. If you want to provide this, we will help you get a mortgage. If you don't want to provide this, it's been great talking to you, and I appreciate the opportunity to help you secure the mortgage on your home that you want to close in 2 weeks. So, moral of the story, if you haven't secured a mortgage in the past 15, 20 years, something happened in 2008 called the real estate collapse. Another thing happened called Dodd-Frank. So the Wild West days of doing a mortgage where we would stick a mirror under your nose, and if you had a pulse and you could talk and you could create things and state income, state assets, that's like saying I want to buy dinosaur eggs. Okay. unless you're Game of Thrones and you're Daenerys, whatever her name is, and you've got it in a nice case that you schlep around with you, you're welcome to the times. Okay, so just want to put it out there to the experienced listeners out there. If you haven't secured a mortgage since 2008, things have changed. And if you might not like it, you need to supply every single page of every single document, every single page of your statement. So if it says 1 of 8, we need to see all 8 pages. Even if page 2 is blank, because typically the backside of the cover page is blank, they need to see the blank page. Dave, quick.
In the Wild West, I would, after the end of a closing, you know, how are things getting coming along to the loan officer? Everything gets approved.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I need to go have a Budweiser after that.
It's different.
Everything gets approved. And then we all walk to the cars. I'm like,
It's a different market.
Yeah, Wild West.
We got a listener right now who was at WGN. Flagged me down on Thursday after I got off with Lisa. Can you call my parents? They're having a challenge. Okay, parents live in a $600,000 home. They have a $200,000 mortgage. They're in their 70s. They went to Fifth Third's bank and took out a home equity line of credit for $100,000, even though they live in a $600,000 home, to do renovations on the home before they sold it. Fine. The challenge is they want to buy another home, but they don't want to carry two properties, and they got all this equity. They're freaking out. I need a bridge loan. I'm going to do this. I got to cash out retirement. I'm like, why don't you just go to KCTCU and take out a new home equity line of credit? Well, why would we do that? I'm like, because the loan officer at Fifth Third's bank didn't explain to you that you should maximize the line of credit because you can. Because on a $600,000 home, 80% is 480, 480 minus 200. You should have taken out a $280,000 line of credit instead of a $100,000 line of credit. So you had the extra 180 Gs to put down and buy the new home they wanted to buy and not worry about all of this other mishigas. They posted a nice 5-star review on Google if you want to go to Team Hochberg and read it. So you got that. I'd also want to throw out there that John Hansen, who hosts Let's Get Legal coming up after this show, real radio show coming up from 1 to 3, he sent me something, a CARES Act scam. He gets a letter in the mail. So I call the letter. I'm like, can you tell me more about this? Oh, yeah, CARES Act. In 2001, they've got all these billions of dollars left over, and we want to refinance you down into the twos. So I chat GPT, CARES Act scam, right? And it pops right up, okay? Three of our other borrowers got a similar letter. So if you're getting a CARES Act letter that you could refinance into the twos, I could get you into the twos on a $300,000 loan, Janelle. It's going to cost you about $60,000 in discount points to buy the rate down to 2%. It doesn't make any sense. It's a scam. So if you're getting those letters, call your lender, go to ChatGPT or go to Google and type in exactly what was there, which is exactly what I did with John Hansen, which is on my desk down the hall. Great, great planning, David. I printed it out. And it says 2025 CARES Act by something else. There's no such thing.
Wow.
There is no such thing. So, and they were supposed to email him information about it. I went to the Treasury Department to look it up. There's nothing. There's no information. Don't get caught up in that scam. And before we hit a break, you're going to love this. Well, here, I want to talk about, so then I get a call. Everybody wants to close in 2 weeks, okay? Everybody, and we could do it, but you got to be organized, right? So a guy calls, listen to the show. He's listening right now. His soon-to-be mother-in-law and his fiancé, he and his fiance want to buy his soon to be mother-in-law's house. I'm like, all right, you're going to buy it at the market value. No, I want to buy it. I want to sell it to him at $400,000. I only want money out. So we're going back and forth. I said, miss, all due respect, I've got 16 days to get your loan done. I don't have time to go back and forth and have debates how we're going to set this up. You got to take my recommendation, my advice, 25 years worth of experience. You want to sell it at 435, Dave, at lunch, at breakfast this morning. The appraisal came back $3,000 higher. Shocking, okay? So we're going to set it up. They're going to sell the house at 435, maybe 438 now. We'll bounce it up. They're going to get a $20,000 gift of equity, so they don't have to bring in any money for a down payment. Maybe we'll get another $3,000 for a closing cost credit. So, again, times have changed. There are different ways of doing things. And last but not least, you guys are going to love this. Guy listens to the show every single week. Listens to the show. Loves the show. Loves the show. Thinks we're great, funny. He's buying a house. He's divorced. So, of course, who does he call? Alliance Credit Union. And then when they drop the ball, who does he call? Guild Mortgage. So after Guild Mortgage drops the ball, who does he call? David Hochberg.
Ah, geez.
So he's got this divorce going back and forth. He's self-employed. Bob, you understand this. It's tough to verify your income because you got great accountants, and you're paying your accountant to do what he or she's supposed to do, make your income go away. So we had to go bank statements, all this stuff. Mom and dad are sitting over there, free and clear house. Mom and dad got income coming in, $90,000. Guess what we're doing? Mom and dad are going to co-sign for the guy's loan. And he's going to go buy a $400,000 home, bring in $100,000. We're going to use mom's income. He's going through the Michigas divorce. We don't have to worry about any of that because mom and dad's income is going to carry it. But he went to Alliance Credit Union, a company that rhymes with Alliance Credit Union. Sorry, Bob. And a company that rhymes with Guild Mortgage and before coming to us. And then he's like, I can't believe I should have called you. I'm like, yeah, you should have called me first. So that's the mailbag. Sponsored by Guild Mortgage. We're going to throw it over to Donnie in the newsroom. And then after the news, we got Janelle Iacchino from Rose Pest Solutions. And then after that, you'll have to wait another 15 minutes to hear what Bob's numbers were at the beginning of the show. Home Sweet Home Chicago coming up next.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I'm looking at the screen and Schwani is in the house too. So we've got Schwani, Kleppen, and Mazur. That's like
trifecta.
That's like the top of the line there. WGN broadcasters there. Janelle Iacchino.
Hello.
The bugs that are bugging and the bugs that are biting are still biting and bugging. So,
oh my gosh, yeah.
Wasps, stinging.
Wasps are in full force right now. I've got them on my back deck. And it's, I have a 1973 Schwinn bicycle. And it's
nice.
It's a
banana seat?
Yes.
You got the streamers?
No streamers, but where the streamers do plug into the handlebars, there have been wasps
trying
to go into the holes, and I almost grabbed one.
No way.
And so,
Hold on. Do you have the stick shift there?
It's one of the original three speeds.
With the stick shift on
the... Yes, with the stick, but it's like stuck in the hardest gear.
All right.
When I ride my bike, it's like the hardest workout ever, because I also have to bring the bike down to the first level.
Yeah.
So this is like a full body workout. Steel, like 75 pounds.
They made those prior to vasectomies being popular. Okay? Because young boys would ride those and just absolutely destroy themselves when they do young boy things on bicycles.
Goodness.
But then they moved it up. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
The banana, I had a yellow one.
Yeah, they had nicknames, Apple Crate and all. They had cool names.
Cool.
I love my bicycle.
So you
but
got the three-speed stuck in third gear.
Yeah, but wasps were trying to take up residency in the handlebars.
So they went in the hole where the streamers came out.
So now I got to get some streamers because that's the only way to fix that.
Wow. Would they eat around the, can they penetrate
the plastic?
I don't
think they can. No, I think it's like it's such a thick plastic. I don't think that they can, but they want to get inside those nooks and crannies. And that's what wasps are doing right now. I mean, they're trying to get into people's eaves. And we've had just such a surge of calls for stinging insects lately. And it's insane. But what's interesting is if there's a lot of spiders on your property, there's a lot of wasps because wasps will eat spiders. So this is like the whole farmer in the dell thing again. Like if you have this problem, you're going to attract this, right? So it's been a crazy summer. Everything is kind of exploding right now with this heat, and it's dangerous.
A buddy of mine, we won't say his name, Steve, he called about mice.
Yes.
Is that a thing?
That's all year round. Like 20 years ago when I first started working for Rose, I don't remember mice and rats being a thing so much in the warm weather season. But
it's more cold, right?
It's like ongoing now. It's crazy because like extreme temperatures will drive things out of their natural habitats, obviously. And with mice, you know, they're trying to get out of the heat too, right?
Oh,
they need shelter and food and stuff and water.
That's why I was
so
in the basement.
So it kind of makes sense. Yeah, it's cooler in the basement.
Okay.
They're trying to get out of the extreme weather. So yeah, but we did a great job for him. One of the things we do, and I think what sets us apart from competition too, is if someone calls us with mice or rats, we're not just going to put a Band-Aid on it and put some bait out. It's a matter of finding out how they're getting in. And mice can fit through a gap the size of a dime.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about how small that is and how many little nooks and crannies around your house provide that opportunity for them, it's insane. But We actually close up those spots to prevent them from continuing to get in and invade. So it's like a permanent fix. We get to the root of the problem. But he's very happy.
Good.
We figured it out. Got it sealed up.
Also, rats could get, because of their skeletal makeup,
size of a quarter.
So I will tell you a disgusting story.
Yes, please do.
When I was in the scrap iron and metal industry, it was reserve iron. It was on the other side of the grain elevators at 127th and Doty. Mm-hmm. And they had a stevedoring company that was where Tootsie Roll used to bring in, you know, maybe they still do all their sugar over there and yep. they refine it and then pump it out in tanker trucks. Whatever. Okay. One of the guys was working there at night and he left a bag in his truck of potato chips.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And somehow this rat got into his truck.
Yep.
And he opened the door and there's this rat yep. sitting there chewing down on the potato chips.
We've talked about this months ago yeah. when there was like a surge of car dealerships that were seeing tons of cars come in with rat damage.
Oh,
that's what they go up underneath the hood
yeah.
and into those compartments of the vehicles. So
and start
do not,
eating their way through.
Don't leave food in your car, even if it's in the garage.
Yeah.
Mice and rats will seek that out for sure. I mean, this is like winter, you know, this is extreme temperatures right now. So they're trying to find water. They're trying to find food. That's what it is. But I also wanted to talk about yellow jackets specifically. That stinging insect is not a DIY pest because you think you take care of the issue where they might be going in and out of your eaves and stuff. You might spray a can of Raid at it. And then maybe the next day they're like 3 to 5 feet down. They're still there zooming in and out of another hole. That's not going to fix it. When you see wasps on the outside of your house, that accounts for maybe 2 to 5% of the entire hive, okay? Oh. So the bigger issue is always behind the scenes. You think you might be getting it, but you're just aggravating them and putting a dent in it.
Did you see those idiots on the internet? I sent it to you.
Yes.
That came out with like the 30-foot
I know.
PVC, and then he put it right up against the wasp nest, and then he lit a couple of bottle rockets.
Yep.
I swear to God. No, this is... You want to know how people die young?
Yeah.
Okay? This guy had like a 20-30 foot piece of PVC pipe,
yeah.
and he propped it up with a ladder or something, and he lit like some high intensity fireworks thing, shot right up there and exploded. I'm just like, what are you, an idiot?
I don't know if like guys just think this is like a fun challenge, like, oh, it's just some wasps, I got this, you know. Like, but you see so much dumb stuff on the internet and it's like, please, you're gonna kill yourself and burn your house down at the same time.
So what percentage
is it's about 2 to 5%. If you see wasps hovering around an opening on the outside of your house, that well, specifically yellow jackets, because
right.
those are the ones that get up into attics, they get up into those voids that we don't see, we don't inhabit. That's the rest of the hive is kind of behind the scenes.
We got a text here, 847. I have 2 yellow jacket nests in the ground in my front yard.
Mm-hmm.
I have tried 2 rounds of diatectomycosin or whatever.
Diatomaceous earth.
Yeah, that stuff. And 1 round of spray wasp and hornet spray. Can yeah. I do anything else? How much is professional removal? What is
diatomaceous earth? Is an all-natural kind of a dust. And it's just like ground up exoskeletons. And it cuts the chitin, which is the skin of an insect. But because a lot of wasps are very hardy, you know, when you go to smash a wasp, sometimes you got to get it a few times and you'll hear the crunch. They're very hardy.
Okay, rule number 1, I don't smash any wasps.
That's good. I'm glad. Thank you. That was the right answer.
Okay.
But this is why I'm saying it's not a DIY thing. There are not a whole lot of products out there that you can buy from a big box store that will actually take care of a wasp situation. And it's so much safer to have a professional come and do it. When you're dealing with ground wasps and stuff, they can really be disturbed very easily. If you go over them with a lawnmower, the vibrations might activate them. You can get stung over and over and
Why
over.
Why are they going in the ground?
Well, because it's a cooler place and they make chambers into the ground. Loose soil is what they're after because they can dig around it and make little chambers for their babies and stuff. So,
but you're saying we got to concrete everything now? We got to put cement everywhere?
No, but if stuff like this happens, call a professional. That's what we're here for. But what's great about our residential program is that all stinging insects like this are covered. So if you're on our program and this happens to you, we'll come out and take care of it free of charge if you're on that program.
Another question, 309. I know it depends on how much work it needs, But what's an average price on doing the exclusion work? Rent to Kill Terminix quoted us $8,000. We live in the Joliet area.
Wow, that seems high. It does depend on, you know, obviously how old the home is, how many cracks and crevices there are. We can come and do an assessment, no problem. We are very competitive with, you know, some of these bigger companies out there. So, and we do service Joliet, of course, so please give us a call.
Phone number?
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Mike has been trying to get all, it keeps dropping, so we're going to go to you, okay, Bob. But okay. First, Bob, Mike has been repeatedly trying to get on, so we're going to take care of Mike. And then we'll put the numbers, the facts behind the numbers you gave at the beginning of the show that nobody remembers. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I don't know if this is something I got to be worried about. It's something called a bald-faced hornet. They're actually a type of wasp. They're not fuzzy and cute.
Wait, what did you say?
They remember faces.
I've heard the term a face for radio.
How do they know?
When you know, you know.
I'm just wondering, like, what kind of AI scanning
a wasp has. I did a deep dive on this wasp because I'm always looking for, like, new facts to share with people,
because
right?
You're weird.
Not weird.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to get to Bob Schmidt in a second here, but Mike has been calling and we keep getting hung up on. So, Mike, I couldn't bring you on last time. Thanks for hanging on. You got a question for Janelle Iacino.
I do. Thank you so much for taking care of me. I have been besieged. Well, actually, we've lived a few different places and always seem to have a problem. A real problem with chiggers. And I don't know whether it's because of that we have a tomato garden or because there are 157 million rabbits in our area. So I cannot find any companies that will that say that they can treat for chiggers very well. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, first of all, you said chiggers, chiggers. Just want to make that clear.
ERS.
Just want to get that out there. Just I don't need line 11 and 12 lining up here. So chiggers, chiggers?
A chigger is a mite, and that's probably why you're not having much luck, Mike, with a company coming to treat it, because all the companies out there are structural pest control companies, and mites are something that just occur in nature, and it's not usually a home invasion type of a situation. And what I usually recommend to folks who, you know, spend time outdoors is just make sure that you always have repellent on. But if you've got a crazy amount of them, you know, it might be a good idea to reach out to a landscape company as opposed to a structural pest control company, because it might, you know, there might be something they can apply to tall grasses or, you know, your lawn, to where that controls what's making the breed out of control. Because it's not an actual insect, there's not a product that you can just buy and you know, spray anywhere. That's not going to do it.
And or you could sell his house.
You always say that to people.
It's an option.
Yeah. They really do. I get 6, 7, 8, 10 bites every time I go to try and do any weeding in my garden.
Yeah.
And you don't know you have them until the bites come the next day.
Right. And then you're scratching.
They're
nasty. Yeah, I would say, like, one rule of thumb is just keeping the any kind of vegetation trimmed down if you possibly can. Take a weed whacker to it, because they'll thrive in dense, humid vegetation. But I think you might be onto something too with the you said there were rabbits around. I mean, mites will kind of
thousands of them.
Yeah, they'll kind of live off of other creatures and stuff too. So if you, like, thinking about, like, what's causing the rabbits, like, is there something you could do to ward off the rabbits? There
get
is.
An owl.
There's coyote urine that you can buy from Farm and Fleet.
Yeah. And
that
help.
Yes, and you can get rid of the rabbits.
None of that stuff helps. The chipmunks take my tomatoes and they put them on my back porch and then stare at me.
Oh my gosh.
I'd get a falcon.
Oh, yeah. Time to get some birds of prey.
I'd get a falcon. Falcon. You think I'm kidding? I'd get a Falconer out there.
Oh my goodness!
And you know, you probably have to get a couple of Falcons because it'll be like a smorgasbord on your property.
But I'm thinking, Mike, like for your safety and protection, just like you would deal with ticks. You know, that if you're in vegetation like that, make sure you don't go out there without bug spray on, because that's really going to be the best bet.
Long sleeves too. Long sleeves.
Yeah, long pants and socks. Of course, that's going to help too. Because the mites, they're not very strong biters. If they have access to your bare skin, they'll go to town. But if you're covered in, you know, fabrics and stuff, they won't easily get to you.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, Mike. Take care, buddy. All right, that was our first call about chiggers ever. Yeah. All right. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to go over those numbers and come back, push Schluter back a segment. Sorry, Dave, we pushed it back. But we had to talk about chiggers. I don't even know what a chigger is. Can you show me what a chigger is during the break?
I will.
All right. All right. So, Bob, you gave some numbers out over 3 hours ago that nobody remembers. What were those numbers? 96, 69, 42, how did I hike?
What? Yeah, other than, you know, Caleb Williams' formation call. We are looking at metric tons and basically waste. So when we think about 14.5 million tons of new plastics are generated each year.
Okay.
So that's now as of 2018, just to be clear.
14.5 million tons metric tons.
Whoa.
Of new plastic.
Wow.
So the other number was 69%. Well, of that, 69% of all plastic containers end up in landfills.
Yikes.
Not of that 14 million, but every year, 69% of whatever plastic we have ends up in a landfill. And then finally, it's 27 million tons of plastics landfilled each year.
And that doesn't break down at all.
New forever, right?
Right.
So what I wanted to share with today are some ideas and thoughts about how to reuse some of those plastics and repurpose. And simple things like creating drawer organizers, snack or travel packs, garden seed starters, first aid travel kits, containers, pet food scoops. You can cut up the plastic.
Sure.
Paint or craft supply holders, lid only uses such as plant saucers, pet dishes, coasters, and so on. Best, kind of, again, repurpose, reuse, just like furniture, right? There are many ways to always repurpose items. And, with back to school,
same thing.
We talked about, again, repurposing. So how do we not have to go out and buy all this new furniture for, let's say, a sophomore or junior going to their first apartment in college?
Right.
Well, secondhand, right? Buy secondhand, purchase the repurposed furniture. It's going to last longer anyways.
Right.
It's going to make it through those college parties. And it's going to be able to be utilized by, obviously, students for their duration of their school.
You basically need it to last 36 months.
Yeah, basically.
Basically.
Yep.
Until your kid gets out of that college. And then if they give it to somebody else, God bless them. Come over, get it, and bring it into your apartment because I'm graduating, and I don't care about it. That couch is never coming back to Illinois. I'm just telling you right now. Forget about it. I'm not schlepping that thing back. Okay, it was upstairs. Nobody was using it anyway, right?
Yep.
And I don't even want to know what type of fluids are on there, what type of biological project is on there.
Petri dishes.
I don't need to know. Okay, God forbid they get a steam cleaner in there every once in a while to clean it. Not a shot. But we're going to talk more about this after the break.
Yep.
Where is your location and what is your website?
So we're located at 425 Airport Road in Elgin. We have our Remix Market store, which is our thrift store, part of our Junk Lugger brand. And we are open Monday through Saturday, and from 10:30 to 4:30 on the weekdays, 11:30 to 4:30 on Saturday. And our website is remixmarketchicago.com.
All right, we're going to dive deeper. Sorry, Dave, we got the chigger call coming in. And here's a tip on chiggers. Very important about chiggers. As a lifelong camper, the trick is to wash the area, mainly from your knees down to your feet, as soon as you come from inside.
Yep.
Warm water and soap and brush it downwards.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know what?
That's a great reason why I do not camp. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. More with Bob Schmidt from Junk Luggers after these messages. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to pick up with Bob Schmidt from Junk Luggers. Jeremy was in here a couple weeks back, and he mentioned during breakfast You had mentioned that you also do service calls for industrial, for contractors that might need a little extra oomph, some extra hands that they might not be able to find readily available. And Jeremy had a 750-pound bathtub. Can you explain what happened and what you guys did?
It was, you know, again, a great partnership there. Jeremy gave me a call and he said, you know what? I've got this situation. I've got this very heavy tub. It's cast iron.
Yeesh.
I need to take it up into the second floor. Well, whenever you think about 750 pounds on the second floor, you always want to cringe a little bit. But at the same time, you understand the situation and the need. So he explained to me that it's also a curved staircase. So it's a turn. Not to make it simple or anything, right? So we do this all the time. And
you guys are taking stuff out of
the house. Yeah, we take stuff out of the house. So that's why he gave us a call. He's like, you guys know how to do this. And I said, yes, we do. So we brainstormed a little bit on his situation. We sent over five guys because that's what's going to take.
Jeez.
And we, you know, made sure everything was protected. We wrapped up the tub. We put it on an appliance dolly and navigated it up the staircase.
Oh my gosh.
All in one piece, nothing damaged. And so, you know, it was a part of our services, which is general labor. So we are more than happy to work with anybody who needs to move things heavy, right? Either from point A to point B, usually within a home. Many times it's I'm having my floors redone. I need to empty out this room. I've got a pod outside. Can you help us load it up? Oh, by the way, I have a baby grand piano. Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. We've done that before as well. So it's, you know, it's a service that we were happy to offer and have had great success in working with partners like Jeremy at
Interesting.
Megapros.
All right.
Cool.
But I also have to give a shout out to Jeremy because, you know, no one's perfect. And every once in a while, we'll make a mistake and we'll ding up a wall or a door frame. And we did that just recently. And thanks to Jeremy and his team, they came out and patched it up, which we stand by our word. Anything that's damaged, we will make sure it gets repaired.
Interesting. All right. Well, that so any type of contractors out there, right? It was in the Elgin area and it was within your service area that you sent your crew out, and it's just time per each guy, and you're like, hey, you're there for 2 hours and there are five guys and here's the rate, and you know, write the check.
That's right.
And that tub is coming out of that house when they take it, a sledgehammer,
right,
is going to be, because cast iron, you take a sledgehammer to that a couple of two, three times in the right places.
it's gonna
be a lot easier to take that cast iron,
that's right,
tub out than it is schlepping them up a flight of steps. What other nuggets of knowledge and tidbits you want to share with us?
Well, as we are often removing things that are no longer in use but still have plenty of use, we end up donating a majority of what we have, and then we take many things back to our thrift store as well. So talking earlier about repurposing, if you're out, let's say, in the market, or you were looking for, let's say, a kitchen island, you know, you want to don't quite have the space you want in your kitchen. And for those DIYers out there, look at an old dresser, take the top off, put on a very simple countertop slab, attach wheels at the bottom, a couple hooks. Now you've got yourself a brand new island, a little touch of paint, right? And this is something you can pick up at thrift stores like our Remix Market. We also started teaching people how to repaint or paint furniture.
Nice.
Yeah. So another way to repurpose and make sure that you don't have to throw it away. And we offer classes on that on a monthly basis as well. And that you can all find on our website at remixmarketchicago.com.
Very cool.
So again, another part of our business we never really talked too much about in terms of junk luggers, because, you know, obviously the word junk luggers, you think about junk hauling. And so we want to make sure that everyone understands our full circle of junk.
you guys were talking, and then we got to hit a break here at the quarter hour. You guys were talking about going out to Bob's facility and training his 20 employees and how to identify bed bugs.
That's one of the perks of being a partner or a client of Rose, is we have staff entomologists who will come and do lunch and learns for companies. We do this for realtors all the time too, but we're actually going to come to the Elgin location and just do like a bed bug 101 for the staff, because, I mean, let's face it, people are trying to repurpose a lot of things, which I love. I love that idea. But instead of dumpster diving and bringing home bed bugs or cockroaches or anything that you don't expect, you can go to a source like Junk Luggers Warehouse, and you know that they've already looked over these things and cleared it for you know, any kind of vermin. So we're going to train up their staff, make sure they're all good to go and they know what they're looking for. But it's something to keep in mind too, as kids are going back to college, like bed bugs, we're the number one bed buggiest city in America right now.
Cool.
Yeah, it's disgusting. So bed bugs are in full force, and they happen because of transfer from item to item. But Junk Luggers is a great resource because you know you're not going to bring home something unwanted.
That's right.
Phone number and website if our listeners want to reach out.
1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865, junkluggers.com. And I've put all these tips on repurposing nice. Also on our Facebook page. So our Junk Luggers Northwest Chicago Facebook page. Take a look. You'll get those ideas and maybe do a few YouTube videos and find out how to do it.
And thanks. Don't forget, Bob, it's not about the rate. It's about the
payment.
Monthly payment.
That's right.
All right. Dave Schluter coming up next on Home Sweet Home Chicago. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Let's review.
I got a sensitive bum, okay? Just want to throw that out there. It's one of my highlighted features when I'm hired to talk.
What did you say?
You have a bum for radio.
I can't believe that you just said that.
I've never been hired to talk. That's the problem.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Janelle.
Yes?
I've upgraded my skincare.
Oh, boy. Let's hear it.
Treatment. I went for the bug bite and get some moles and... I had like skin growing out my back, like a nipple growing out of my
Ew.
Back. Yeah, I had that removed. And I got a whole new skincare treatment now, as you could tell.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I'm glowing right now.
Oh, I thought you were pregnant.
Yep, that too. But it's radio. 312-981.
I have to follow this.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, David.
I'm setting you up, Dave.
Yeah, jeez, I'm all on. Excited.
312. Oh, that's a... okay. 312-981-7200. I don't know that my new skincare treatment would make you that exciting. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. So when you sell a home in an area that has a tax on the property, some municipalities, it's called a transfer tax. The city of Chicago charges $7.50 per every $1,000 of the purchase price when you move in.
To the buyer, right?
To the buyer, mm-hmm. And $3 to the seller. Mm-hmm. There's no way around that. If you want to spend, if you want to pay $1 million for a property, you're giving the mayor $7,500 is basically before you could close the transaction. The title company is going to collect that dough.
The deed can't be recorded without the magic sticker.
The deal's not closing until those funds transfer, okay? What you're trying to point out is that if you're a seller and you're trying to come up with all of the different types of walk-away money, right? You sell a house for $300,000. And you owe $150,000 on it. So you're thinking, all right, there's a basis of $150,000 there. Realtor is going to get their 5-6%. So let's say 30 G's, right? So now you're down to $120,000. You got to
lawyer and title about $3,000 total. Yeah.
Okay, $117,000. You got to give the tax preparation. Right. Say it's
$5,000.
$7,000. You're down to $110,000. Just mm-hmm. to make it easy. And you think, and then you know you've got whatever other fees going on there. So you're thinking you're walking away with $110,000. But if your county or if your town, village has a transfer tax, you're not walking away with $110,000 if there's a $5 transfer tax like in Evanston, right? Okay, there goes another $1,500 right out. What am I? $1,500 right off the top. So instead of $110,000, you're walking away with $108,500, and you might need that money to go buy another place. Now you're $1,500 short.
Yeah, what happens is you cannot realistically set your sales price or your acceptance price in case people don't pay a full price without knowing that. And the issue is that it can't be negotiated. If a lawyer tries to be a hero and says, "Well, I'm going to transfer the seller's transfer tax to the buyer," that's going nowhere. If that comes into my office, that deal's killed immediately. But the issue is you can't get around it. Now, some towns have a rebate if you buy another home in their town, but that's very rare. The issue is it has to be dealt with. Now, when the realtors, this is a shout out to the listing agents, also known as the selling realtor, the one who's selling for the realtor for the seller. It's not fair if you're not telling your buyer when or their seller when they go to set their price if you don't bring that up. So please bring it up, because I've been at many closings where the person comes to pick up their check. I've got the buyer, so I wasn't part of it. And then you hear the phone call. What happened to the 220? Why is it 210? Oh, there was a stamp or whatever. So to be a good, long-lasting, integrity listing agent representing sellers, lay it on the table when they start going through the listing process. I have a directory at my office anytime if someone wants one of every town within 100 miles. Some have none, but it's a disservice to take a listing and not bring the topic up just because it's a painful topic, because it's about money. And no matter how much people care about the theory of law and contract law and liabilities, they all want to know, what's my check going to be? I've been doing this 40 years starting next year. So I know the look when people get less than what they thought. In fact, our office, if there's any change from what they were told, we give an advance notice and say, this is pretty much what you're going to net, including your transfer stamps. And I've had many, many people say, what's that about? And then I just stick the knife in, because I know they never were told. So please do that. And again, if you want to call our office and you're a prospective seller, we can help you calculate that on a round price that you might have in your head.
We're getting a lot of transactions, interfamily transactions, right? Just like this. Daughter and future son-in-law, daughter and fiance buying the house from mom and future mother-in-law. We've got the estate buying the house from they're selling the house to a family member, a son or daughter, grandma,
it's a different deal. Yep.
Granddad passed away. Walk us through those type of transactions. You legally can't do both sides of those transactions, right?
Well, what happens is I typically, because most of the work prior to a closing is a seller's attorney's job, and so on those interfamily, we state straight up, I'm going to be showing, because we help do the contract when there's no realtors.
Yeah.
So we come up and say, you're going to see my name on the selling side, which would be the estate in that case, or whoever the interfamily deal is where, you know, the mom's selling. But what we tell people is, you're free to get your own attorney. The only exception I make is, in fact, when they are families, but I still have to disclose it, that they're free to get someone. But the realistic thing is that we have no problem if they totally know that, and we let them know. If you're at all uncomfortable, even if it's day 8 of the deal, that you want to get your own attorney. And I have had that, where a buyer's attorney says, hey, you've got the mom, I got the kids, I happen to be his corporate lawyer, I do some real estate, I'm going to jump in. No problem. I have nothing to hide. We would never lie to anybody. We would never tell them to sign this without even telling them the meaning of it. But yeah, every day it happens where on interfamily deals, the lawyer, it's an exception for family members we make.
708 just texted in, the appropriate attorney's office should get the municipal stamp, not putting it on the title company.
No, I go every day somewhere to get a stamp.
Even in the city of Chicago?
The city of Chicago, you can't prepay at the title company.
C-A-N-T.
Yeah.
You cannot.
You can't go in. No, okay. It's done electronically by the title companies.
Okay. That gets transferred. That transaction gets done.
Yeah, sometimes if I might have to be in two places at one time, my title company for a small fee will go get it afterwards. But that's dangerous sometimes, because there may be surprises that they're holding up the stamp for. And if that deal's closed and the people have the keys, and then the town says, oh, you have a $900 water bill, I find all that stuff out before closing. Sometimes it's even the day before. But I'm what you'd call a running around person who does it. I know I'm very familiar with all of the clerks and everything.
Is there a tax with a reverse mortgage? Of course.
If it's a purchase.
It's
a purchase,
right.
Yeah, if it's a purchase.
Not on a refi.
Where it's changing titles. Yeah, sometimes it's the seller, sometimes it's the buyer. For example, two large towns, Wheaton and Naperville, they have an incoming town, the privilege of living in that town. It's on the buyer. Bolingbrook makes each side pay $375 just to make them feel better. It's half and half. So there's all different ones. The highest around here is Cicero, $10 for every 1,000. So grandma sells the 200,000 bungalow. She's looking at 2 G's out the door before they even see their check.
On the seller.
On the seller. Oak Park, where I was raised, and my brother still has our family home. I'll give him a shout-out. I know he's listening. $8 a thousand. So and I have a working knowledge of it because just the volume we do. But, yeah, it's always worth a call. And then some towns go over the top, and besides selling stickers, they have a village inspection, and they only let
Forest Park, right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, a lot of them.
I think it's Forest Park.
Berwyn, they all there's a ton of them, I could tell you Melrose. They don't let you order the.
You know why they do that?
Explain. They got you over a barrel. You're already committed to us. They won't let you order it ahead of
this.
They won't let you order it ahead of time. So you have to produce the sales contract first. So you're locked in with your buyer.
30 seconds.
Then you have the village guy come out and they say, we don't like the power box. Bottom line is they have you over a barrel.
Or, or you put in the deck without a permit.
Right. They do all that investigation.
Yes.
Yeah, we'd like to let you sell the buy. We'll let you buy the sticker if you go back and pay a $1,000 fine on the deck.
Wow.
So, yeah. So the bottom line is it's a lot of moving parts.
We've had sheds. What's this shed? You didn't get a permit for the shed. You didn't get a permit for this. You didn't get a permit.
Running a tab at a bar, you know. And they have you over a barrel because you're not going to be able to record the deed without them
having fees.
Right.
You can't sell your house until
they come through.
The pre-sale inspection is done.
I just wish they would let people, and in the village, I have a lot of friends in the different villages, let them go ahead and try to order that before it sells because then they know what they're going to net.
Wow.
Yep. Sure. They got a hand in your pocket one way or the other. Phone number for this and want to reach
out. No problem. 630-285-5300. Helping families for almost 40 years. And then WGenAttorney.com is the email.
312-981-7200. Iridian, that lady that called in earlier that we say we'd pick up her up at 11:30. Please get her on the phone. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. And for the lady out in Lake Zurich who keeps texting, I'll address you after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 for the nice lady in Lake Zurich who keeps sending, we counted, 7 text messages. I promised you I would call the village manager. I sent an email and I talked to the village manager. I have your 7 text messages with your pictures, which I promised to send to the village manager on when I get home tonight and get Iridian sends me all the texts from the show. That's all I could do. I'm trying my best here, okay? And I will follow up with Ray Keller, the village manager of Lake Zurich, for you as soon as I get the text messages. And he will definitely call me back on Monday, and we will hopefully have a better resolution. He told me that it was being paved. What that means, you know, I don't know if it means a final paving, if they were smoothing out the roads. I'm doing my best here, okay? So please stop texting or continue to text. Text about something other than the road, because I get it. You're not happy. I'll follow up with him again. That's all I could do. Okay, Dave Schluter, attorney at law.
You're doing a great job, and you're doing your best, as you said.
I'm trying. 312-981-7200. Bob, that's why Baskin-Robbins is 31 flavors.
Can we just say, I know this is radio, but I love the shirt that Bob's wearing. It says, "Don't be trashy," and I feel like I need one.
Why don't you now, since you brought it up, why don't you describe it to everybody on radio that since it's an audio medium and you're talking about
it's a recycle sign and it says don't be trashy. I love it.
And it's in green. You got to keep going.
It matches the green screen, so I can't wait to see video.
You're going to have a hole in your chest. I didn't even think about that. Bob's going to have a hole in the middle of his chest the entire show. So make sure you look at Bob's videos later on.
Right.
I didn't even think of that.
And his next stop is Vegas Strip.
Right. Yes.
When you come out to do the training,
yes,
we'll get you a shirt.
Yes.
All right. Well, maybe double extra large because I work out and got wide shoulders. I'd like to get good neck. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Carrie in West Chicago is closing on a home but has got mice infestation. You're buying a home that has mice infestation, or are you selling a home?
I'm buying.
Oh, jeez. Okay. On Monday?
Well, no, it's in the mid-September.
Okay.
First-time caller, long-time listener, and I was always hoping to be able to use your team, and guess what? I'm going to be able to use your team now.
Aw!
So, John, with your team, Dave, and Dave Schluter and Lisa, and now I think I'm going to have to use Rose, Pest and Control, and I'm not sure how to go about this because they have a contract with another company.
Okay.
That obviously isn't working.
It's not working for them.
I don't know. And I just kind of want to see if you guys do inspections and then.
Absolutely.
How do we just go about this? I mean, I don't want mice in my house.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. You're still, so John Hendrickson's helping you with your mortgage. Dave Schluter's helping you with the legal side. Right. And now Janelle. So you noticed that during the home inspection, or did you open up a cabinet?
They shared that. They shared that information. Because we saw the boxes outside in the yard, in the house.
Okay.
And I'm like, that was like great. And then she shared it. They found it in the attic. But I'm coming back and asking, hey, how did you know it was up there? Like, I don't think these people went up in the attic.
If they're in the attic, they're in the lower levels, too. I mean, it starts from the ground up. So I'm surprised.
That issue.
A lot of people don't like to disclose that information because it makes them embarrassed that they didn't do a good job cleaning or something like that. But, I mean, it's inevitable. It's nature, you know, and...
And it's in the middle of the woods.
There you go. I was just about to ask.
I don't want them in my house.
Yeah. We can come and give you a free inspection and just assess it. And I'm not sure how locked in the other contract is or who it's with, but we can at least give you our assessment and a quote for what it would take to switch over.
Well, wait a minute. If Mr. and Mrs. Smith have a contract on 123 Happy Meal Lane that Carrie's buying in West Chicago, that contract doesn't extend to Carrie when Carrie closes the home, does it?
No, but she's just trying to say she'll take over the issue after closing.
They were
cool about it and said, hey, we had this, and it's unusual. And thanks for the kind words about Lisa, and all my staff is great, but thank you. But yeah, they've been up front. They made an informed decision to go ahead and move forward.
Sure.
And again, great idea. You know, we even use Rose at our office, so that'll help your decision.
We help realtors all the time with their listings like this because, you know, it's just like buying a car. You're buying someone else's issues, right? Yep. Like, there's going to be stuff, but there's absolutely a solution, and we can absolutely seal off things to make sure that they do not invade. And it could be that company that they've had doesn't do the actual, you know, exclusion work or the sealing of things, but we get to the root of it. So it's absolutely solvable. It should never be an issue to the new home buyer. That should never be a worry. So we'll help guide you through that. But I'll get one of my experts in touch with you for a free assessment after the show.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And then just two more things. I bought a house with hardwood floors, never had hardwood floors. I bought a house with two fireplaces, never had wood fireplaces. So does the team that you have on the show come out and actually do the work, but also show me how to do?
Yeah. So hardwood floor, we'll send you two Mr. Floor Cleaning product because you now have hardwood floors and you're going to need them. And because you called back, and we appreciate that. So make sure Iridian that Igor sends them too. And then Lindemann does... heating and air conditioning and chimney, fireplace, heating and air conditioning.
They're fantastic.
They are.
Do they do the ductwork cleaning, like the ductwork scrub?
Is it part of the chimney?
No, I don't know.
Oh, ductwork. Yes. They will clean the ductwork as well. Yes, 100% spot on. They will do that. And I will tell you this. Do you remember the punch list of the buyers in my house?
Because
you were my attorney. And they said, "How do you start the fireplace?" And I'm like, "Hell no!" I'm like, I know how to. I'm not putting that in writing, right? And they do something wrong.
Stick head through glass.
No, you take
with lighter. No, well, I'm just saying you didn't want to. You didn't want to be part of.
I don't want to have any liability of that.
Correct.
You know, you turn the key to the right to get the gas going. Then you take your starter and you flick it, and then you make sure the flue's on. I'm not putting that in writing. Out of your mind?
Well, not only that, but you don't know what those previous owners did in that fireplace. They could have been burning wrapping paper at Christmas.
David was the owner.
I was the owner of the house.
Yeah.
But he was saying, like, don't count on me.
Exactly.
He knew how to do it, but he said, you guys figure that out after.
Lindemann can come and check out those chimneys and make sure that they're free and clear before you use them this winter. That's the whole point.
And show you exactly what to do to make sure the flue's open and make sure the flue's closed when you're done. And
make sure there's no bats in the belfry and birds' nests and
raccoons.
You never know.
I got a to-do list, and you guys are all included on that list.
Well, thank you, Carrie. Any other questions before we hit the break?
No, that's going to be it. Thank you so much, but I probably will be calling back for other stuff later on.
Yeah, of course. Well, mazel tov on the new home, and thanks for the biz, and thanks for using
it. We'll be in touch, Carrie. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave Schluter.
Thank you. So good to hear from you.
All right, 312-981. All right, John and Orland, hang on. We got to hit a break here at the quarter hour. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got 7 pages of text messages. One is from my friend in Lake Zurich. So 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You guys were talking about spider poop prior to the show.
It was actually bat poop.
Bat poop. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Bat poop's not really big either.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I thought she was talking spider.
Bats have sparkly poop because they cannot digest insect wings.
See, this is breaking news, everybody. This is why everybody listens to the show, because you don't get this breaking news anywhere else.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Or do you talk about that on John Reichert's Landecker show, too?
You know, we talked about a bunch of stuff last time around, but it was great.
All right, John in Orland Park, how can we help you?
How you doing, Dave?
Good, buddy.
John here. Listen, I'm retired, and I got a house probably worth maybe in between the 7 and 8.
Okay.
And I'm looking to buy maybe in Michigan, Lake House, if I can. Wondering what is the best way to do, get a mortgage on my house or get a home equity loan so I can go and buy the lake house.
Are you going to sell your home in Orland while you own the lake house?
No, I need to buy the lake house first and then move.
Okay. So you take out a home equity line of credit against your Orland Park house to 80% of the value of your home. How much is your home worth in Orland?
Between 7 and 8.
All right, so let's go 8, 80%. Okay, probably can't say that S word on the radio, but okay. Yeah, you know, it's FCC fines. We'll be looking for you, John, in Orland Park with a heavy Irish accent. Let's try to. It's PG here. All right. We go to the line. We'll try not to cross it. Okay. Well, there's line 11. All right. 312-981-7200. 312-981. Hang on, John. So, John, how much of a home are you looking to buy in Michigan?
Maybe something in the fours.
Okay.
You
got plenty of equity in your home. So I'll introduce you to Kane County Teachers Credit Union. They will help you secure a mortgage up to 80% of the value of your home in case you find something bigger. You'll have the availability. And they love when people swear at them on, you know, when you call them. All right? So we'll send a copy of this.
Can I talk to you during the week, like at your office, or can I go?
Yeah, you could talk to me. We on the way home, I could call you if you'd like. Is that are we talking about the
about financing and stuff?
Yeah,
because
of course.
I have other properties in Florida that I want to kind of flop.
Yeah, we could take care of you there, John. Yeah. What do you do for a living except flip properties and do that? Is that your main line of business?
Home builder.
You're a home builder.
Home builder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Home builder.
Yeah. I'll give you a call. I'll give you a call after the show. Is that an Italian accent, John, or is it?
No, Irish.
Irish. Okay.
What county is your family from?
Oh, my God.
In Ireland.
Galway.
Oh. Galway?
Galway.
Oh, Galway.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Johnny. Well, I'll give you a call after the show on the way home. How's that, bud?
Thanks, Dave.
All right. My pleasure, buddy. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning Product, 312-98. You know, we have a couple. Every once in a while, the one slips through the five hole. Did you catch that, Benny, before it went out? Okay. He said a potty word mouth. it just flowed right off of there, so it was good. 312-981-7200. Okay, let's get to some text here. A gentleman sent in a video.
Yes.
Hi, this is Jerry from South Haven, Michigan. I was out in the woods last weekend cutting trails and came across these little critters. Can the bug lady tell me what the heck they are and should I be concerned? Then he sent the video of these goofy-looking bugs. Can you explain to our listeners what it was?
Yeah, they were tiny little wiggly white fuzzy-looking things on a tree branch. And what I think they might be are woolly aphids. And it's something that is not, it's more of a nuisance than it is like something to worry about. But they will often eat the mold and moss growing on elm trees. So it's just something that exists in nature. They also are known for infesting like crabapple trees too. So, but they don't destroy the tree or anything like that. It's just when it's really hot, they will often thrive. So nothing to worry about. They're kind of weird looking, but yeah, don't walk under it. Don't get them on yourself, but stay away from it.
And what's the name of that bug again?
They're woolly aphids. Hmm.
So when it gets hot, I thrive too. So I could be a woolly aphid. Just want to throw that out there.
If you wear the right sweater.
Yeah. 312-981-7200. Will rose pests go into a crawl space for rats?
Absolutely. We're in those things all day, every day.
I have a 651. I have mice trying to get into my air conditioner. Any thoughts on what is attracting them?
You know, they could be using little nooks and crannies to store bird seed or something if you feed the birds. But we can come and take a look at that and see what we can do to keep them out from there. Might just involve some copper wire mesh and whatnot.
847, here's our Packer fan.
Oh, boy.
Benny was just talking about it. He comes out of the woodwork. Love your show, as always. How do I keep mice out of my pool heater? Little suckers keep burning up. By the way, the Packers first game is tonight on NFL Network. Tune in. Yeah, I'd rather go for another vasectomy than watch that. All right, yeah, so I don't know what this means. Little suckers keep burning up. They must be burning up the wires.
Yeah,
the
they could be gnawing on the wires. And if that, I mean, that could be another area where we would just do some exclusion work around if it's encased in some kind of, you know, enclosure type of a thing. We can help with that. We'll take a look
Such
at it.
Such a Packer fan thing to do to end a sentence mid-sentence. Have a Bears fan complete their thought process. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, take some photo line. For junk luggers, will you pack up a bunch of stuff to put into a pod?
Yes.
That was a text.
Yes.
So you will do all the packing and the moving into a storage pod that people get to put on there to help move them and to store stuff on their property.
Absolutely. In fact, if they were moving, let's say, to another location where we have another junk luggers, they could unpack it.
Mm. No way.
Yeah.
Okay. Phone number for listeners who want to reach you for that service?
1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865.
We talked about the yellow jackets in the ground with the diatomaceous earth or whatever it is.
What? Diatomaceous earth.
Diatomaceous earth.
Right. It works for soft body insects, but not hardy ones. So, and really, like I mentioned, if you're seeing wasps hover, you're only seeing a small fraction of the actual total hive size. So don't mess with them. Give us a call. That's what we're here for.
McFly ground nest perfect gasoline and a lighter for and barbecue the wasps.
So, yeah. Okay. Don't recommend that
We're
at all.
We're going to send the cops to do a reverse check on that. Make
and
sure that
I want to say too,
you know,
it's your first instinct to just go buy a can of Raid, but that's not the answer. Spraying that 2-5% that you're seeing is not going to take care of what's behind the scenes, people.
Can you speak of the effectiveness of using bifenthrin?
Bifenthrin.
The hell's going on?
Yeah,
what kind of
chemicals? Yeah,
simple names to spray on your yard and vegetation to reduce mosquitoes.
I do not recommend broadcast spray applications of any kind of product like that whatsoever, because you're going to kill a lot of things that you don't intend to kill, including pollinators. When we come and do a mosquito service, it's very, very specific, and we use a product that is at a dose that's not going to eradicate every species of animal in your yard.
Last one before the break.
Diatomaceous earth.
Right. Is mostly used to get rid of slugs because they are soft, easily...
See, that's true. Yeah.
Easily cut?
Easily cut. So, okay. Like I mentioned, diatomaceous earth is just a bunch of like exoskeletons. So it cuts through the chitin or the skin of an insect. But when the chitin on an insect is thick, like a wasp or a bed bug per se, that's not going to cut it.
It's 262 Wisconsin.
It is. Oh, and we go up there. We are all up in Milwaukee.
See, they don't know how to spell. It said easily cut. So easily
cut. Well, I think they texted and corrected
that.
Well,
we appreciate them listening.
Yeah.
We're going to kick your rear ends this year for about we beat them at the end of last year. Finally, have a football team and a coach. It's kind of refreshing after 25 years of getting our brains beaten. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200. If I didn't hate the Packers so much and they weren't in our division and they weren't like our rivalry, I'd probably root for them. Just like the Detroit Red Wings. I hate them because they're our rivalry, but they're a great team. And the Packers are a great team, but, you know, you got that love.
Loyalty, people.
Right. You
gotta, loyalty.
And since they're our arch rivals, you got to not like them. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. But we love the Packer fans for listening to the show.
Of course.
Just not on Bear Packer weekend. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and phone line. This is Home from Chicago at 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Just some programming notes here. The Packer fan says, just a heads up, I'm wearing my Packer underwear today. Well, I'm glad that seems Saturday's the only day that they wear underwear, so that's good. 312-981-7200. And then the texter from 847, I love your show as always. How do I keep mouse out of my pool heater? Little suckers keep burning up. Mm. Okay. So he can't, they send back.
Mm-hmm.
You're such a smart beep.
Beep.
Okay. The little suckers, as in the mice, keep getting in my heater and getting burned up when the heater goes on.
Ew, that probably smells terrible.
Okay, let's get past the smell.
We can absolutely do some exclusion around that with some copper wire mesh and figure out why they're attracted to it, too. But we'll get in touch with you after the show.
I might be a smart beep, but I care.
Yeah, okay? We all do.
I'm trying to keep mice from getting burnt up so we can kill them another way.
Exactly.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Stephen Champagne, how are you?
Good, Dave. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
My question, I'm trying to, reverse mortgages, if you, to take equity out of property that you own 100%.
Yep.
What would they lend, and the reason I own it 100% is I don't want any payments. I'm retired.
Sure. How much do you think your house is worth?
200.
How old are you?
71.
How old is your spouse if you have a spouse?
73.
Okay, so a reverse mortgage works like this, Steve, okay? It goes off the younger of the two borrowers. So you're 71 years old. When's your birthday?
April.
Okay, so it'll be 71 because you already had your birthday and you're not within 6 months of your birthday. If you're within 6 months of your birthday, they would round it to the next year. Goes off the two of the youngest of the two borrowers. You married an older woman, and so they'll go off of your age. 71.
Beautiful, by the way.
I'm sure she is. I'm sure she's an absolute smoke show because there's no ugly women in Champaign, Illinois. So 71 years old is what you're going to be based off of. On a $200,000 home, you owe free and clear. You'll probably get close to 35 to 40% of the value of your home. Okay?
Okay.
That's it.
One other thing, Dave. It's a townhome, which I don't know make a difference. Zero lot line. Does that make any difference?
Is it a fee simple? It's not a condo, is it?
It's not a condo.
It will not make any difference. It's a fee simple property, so you're fine. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with the money, Steve?
Well, it's just a lot of equity sitting there doing nothing.
Okay, I got a better option for you because of your situation. You're better off taking out a HELOC to 80% of the value of your home. That's what I would do in your situation. Okay.
Okay.
You take out what's that?
I'm sorry. As far as cost,
it'll be minimal. It'll be minimal, and I'll connect you with King County Teachers Credit Union. I know you live down in Champaign, but you'll be coming in through me. I'll be making the introduction, and they could service you down in Champaign. Take out a HELOC to 80% of the value of your home, which 80% of 200 is 160. It'll just sit there. Dave, the attorney scumbag ambulance chasing attorney, will have less opt to go after Steve and his much beautiful and older wife. Because there's a lien against the property, and they will not, go after him.
Yeah, they don't do that when they're going to take subject to a loan. It's no interest.
So it's best to have the largest line of credit on there, Steve, as possible, and I'll make the connection for you. In your situation, a reverse mortgage is not in your best interest.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions down there in Champaign?
Just love your show.
Well, love you too.
You make me laugh.
Well, thank you. What are you doing with with your wife tonight? Anything special down in Champaign?
I haven't decided yet.
All right, you going to watch some corn grow? No.
It's very tall here.
I know that's it's kind of a pastime down in Champaign. Well, hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, buddy, and thanks for listening to and supporting the show. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, 312-981-7200. Hey, Mr. Real Estate. You do any business with your neighbor, Lowell?
Capital L, Lowell.
I don't know what that means.
Person, place, or thing.
There's Lowell, Indiana.
Yeah, we need clarification.
Please, There's something happening with people's fingers today.
It's a full moon.
The guy with the mice, I didn't know it was getting burned up. It just stopped.
Yeah.
Right? Packers fans, I'm learning they're wearing Packer underpants today.
Right, right.
That's
right.
Fine. I understand. 312-981-7200. Does Junk Luggers have an office in Urbana? I have a storage unit that I want moved from Urbana, which was funny that Steve from Champaign just called Champaign Urbana, to Joliet. So will you go down to Champaign and move something to Joliet?
Yes, depending on the size. So we want to make sure it's obviously worthwhile, and because it is a bit of a travel for us. There is a travel fee, which we would obviously put up front, and of course we would help out whoever needs help.
So you're saying size matters?
Yes.
Okay. Junk Luggers is officially now on record as saying size does matter. If our listeners want more information to call you, what's the best number to call you?
1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865.
Janelle Iacchini, you want me to just go to break? You
just want me to say? I was going to make a comment. Don't be trashy, David. We need to get you a shirt.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago on 720 WGN.
I was out at a restaurant. You heard me talking about my radio show. It comes up to me. He's like, you have a radio show.
Do you know who I am?
I'm like, yeah. He's like, I don't believe you.
People know me.
And then his wife looks at me. She's like,
really? I'm very happy for you.
Why do you have a radio show? I go, because I'm very talented.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm surprised they didn't look at you and say like, yes, it makes sense.
Perfect.
Yeah, you have a perfect physique for radio.
Yes. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Janelle, I had a friend who was moving his lawn and disturbed a mowing sloth.
Oh, I was like, how do you move a lawn?
That one's on me. I had a friend who was mowing his lawn and disturbed the wasp nest.
Ugh.
They overwhelmed him. He died from stings.
Oh. That's so scary. I mean, stinging insects send thousands of people to the hospital every year, and a lot of people don't realize they're anaphylactic until it happens. So that's another reason why you should just not mess with them in the first place.
Patty from Whitewater, Wisconsin, had a serious yellow jacket problem. Who are you going to call? David's guest, Janelle Iacchino, Rose Pest Control, of course. This is in a text.
Mm-hmm.
Super nice, knowledgeable fellow arrived within a few days at 6:15 a.m., understood the problem and took care of it. Genuine concern regarding our pets, and walked the property to be sure no more nests were hidden. So grateful. Kyle comes back regularly to keep everything in order. Give him a raise, I'm sure.
Yes, Kyle is amazing. And that's the beauty of being on our program, because like, you never know what Mother Nature is going to throw at you. So we've got it covered.
You guys are hiring.
Correct.
You are looking for somebody to do what?
Sales, specifically for commercial. We are growing our commercial business quite a bit, and we really need some assistance. So we're looking for an entry to mid-level salesperson to help us build those relationships. And really, again, extend our mission and vision to the commercial side of Chicago.
Okay. Phone number if our listeners want to reach you for a job interview or more information to apply.
So I would suggest texting to 847-496-0482. That's 847-496-0482.
All right. I have a house fly problem. Can't find where they're getting in.
It could be cluster flies, but flies are often an indication that there's something else going on. If it is a cluster fly, those tend to feed off of decaying carcasses. So we ask questions like, have you ever had a mouse issue around the house? That could be why they're kind of in the walls and whatnot. But when we come and do an inspection, we'll get to the root of it and figure it out for you.
Referring to the PVC and bottle rockets, my friend Barb used to refer to those as hold my beer and watch this moment.
How accurate.
The individual that called with the $8,000 quote from Terminix and whatever also said, thanks, I will call you guys on Monday.
Awesome.
Plus, they wanted $500 a year to warranty the service.
Whoa.
That seems, what is that about?
I have no idea. I wouldn't trust that.
So if you have a contract with Terminix or somebody else, you might want to give Rose a call for a second.
Yeah, we'll give you a free quote for competition purposes, but we do business way differently. We're people.
We're people. There you go. Dave, please tell the man with the chiggers problem that planting more native plants will attract insects that will eat the mites.
So this is where I would say, okay, that actually taking care of those things would be to keep your lawn and vegetation trimmed. If you're going to be planting native grasses and plants, those are going to be overgrown, which is going to harbor a lot more insects than you even began with. So I would actually not agree with that.
We're finding bat droppings under our upstairs balcony. Any suggestions other than moving?
Oh, well, you got to figure out how they're getting in. They're probably in the attic. And if that's the case, I can refer a wildlife expert to you that can come and take a look at that. So we'll get with you after the show.
See, this guy after my own heart right here. David, the Hilton has my is my idea of camping, especially if you choose a hotel with a pool. See? this is a
your guy.
This is my guy or gal.
Yeah.
And more pictures of the lady with her street not done. Okay, we'll collect all of the text messages for that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. No damage with the 700-pound tub until it's filled with water and it goes through the ceiling. So you got that. I'm sure
Jeremy has that well.
I'm sure Mega's got it enforced. And then I put a 700-pound then with all the water. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm killing reading tonight. Today. 312 and the time of day. I'm just crushing it. 312-981-7200. David, I waited for you to come back from the bathroom. Did you wash your hands?
Oh, of course.
Okay. Thank you very much for the very informative show every week. I'm a senior citizen. We sold our home in May of 2024 and bought a townhome in the suburbs. So far, so good. My question is, wasn't there something to do with a refund of broker's fees or commissions, or maybe that they were charging too much and that we would get refunds? I'm just not sure, but I'd appreciate if you can answer this question. Thank you.
There was a huge class action nationwide where it was alleged that sellers never knew that their broker shared commission with the buyer's money, by the way. Sellers were complaining, I didn't know Caldwell Banker paid Century 21 or whatever, so I want my rebate. It was a huge mix. The bottom line is the only money at every closing since Noah's Ark was always the buyer's money. So
the seller's money.
No, it was always the buyer's money at the table. It came out of the seller's price.
Right. The realtor's commission.
Right. But people were saying, I didn't know you paid the other broker.
Sure.
So then there was this huge thing about that they wanted the original broker who the sellers hired to go back and give whatever they paid the other broker, the buyer's agent. Excuse me, the buyer's agent brought a buyer. You fully knew there were two brokers. Your broker wasn't at the home inspection. Your broker wasn't doing the walkthrough. You knew there was a buyer's agent. So the whole thing was constructed on a conspiracy theory that people paid all this money out and never knew. We have a couple issues with that. One is most lawyers go over the figures with their client, and they say, this is your broker, this is the other broker. Bottom line is, don't be looking for any checks.
You know who didn't know that? Okay. The person, the attorneys, okay? This is why I don't like attorneys
that
much.
Who filed the case?
The attorneys that filed the case, I'll bet you, Dave, have bought and sold a home before.
Yes.
Okay? And I'll bet you those attorneys used a realtor.
Correct.
And the realtor on the sales side paid the realtor on the buy side. Right. So this isn't, like you said, since Noah built his ark.
The total money that left the room was never inflated. It was always the agreed upon commission, $100,000 house, 5% commission.
From the seller.
$5,000 went out the door. Half of it happened to go to the person who was nice enough to bring you a buyer, but the whole fallacy of it was
ridiculous.
That they argued conspiracy.
Right.
You let me do something I didn't know. And then they would add, and I don't know how the lawyers for the realtors put up with it.
They were asleep.
Right.
They sucked. Yeah,
they got people on the stand and said, are you mad that you paid somebody you never met? All that crap.
The realtors just fell asleep. Yeah. And here, I used to like the word when Mr. Wheel created the wheel. Okay, it's no surprise that the selling side has been paying the realtor's commission, right. and the attorneys that represented the transaction that was brought in federal court out in Kansas City is where the case came up. It's a travesty. You're not getting any money back. It's just now the way that the realtors get paid has changed.
And it's also, here we go. We got a lot to do. The buyer's brokers now have a harder job to be retained because they have to say to their buyer now, in the event you go for the house for $200,000, I'd like to make $5,000. But if I can't get the seller to give you a credit for that, or the seller to share in some way, or your lender gets you a credit somehow, you still owe me the money. So that you owe me the marge sitting there trying to get him to show the house. So it's caused a very awkward conversation.
Here's a challenge. Okay, let's just cut through the crap here. The challenge is the toughest part about buying a home is the down payment and the closing costs from the buyer. Okay, right. That has always been the challenge. And what you did now with this lawsuit that didn't need to be brought up because the NAR real attorney sucked, okay, that's the official term, in my professional opinion, they were horrible. Okay, now you've added an extra layer on some transactions that the buyers not only have to come up with money that they don't have for a down payment and closing costs.
They got to kick into their side now.
Right. Well, I said it a little more way that people can understand. 312-9, you know, not in an attorney speak. 312, which I love you. 312-981-7200. What's the best way? What's the best bed bug mattress encasement for a rental?
I don't usually say that there's one brand that's better than another. Just make sure that it zips all the way around, and the package will say that the fabric locks the bed bugs in or out. So if I was going to mention encasements are probably one of the best things you can send to a dorm room with your college kid. Encase the mattress. If it has bed bugs already, they will not be able to get through this fabric and bite your kid. And if they're reintroduced to the room somehow, they won't get into the crevices of the mattress.
And if it's not bed bugs, you might want to check who they're dating. 312-981-7 they're coming back with bites. Real quick, Dave, you're going to love this. Had a surprise, quote unquote, after the property taxes on a vacation home doubled after the first year because the realtors never disclosed that a vacation home is taxed at a different rate than the permanent home in the great state of Michigan. That is 100% true. The taxes are double on investment than an owner-occupied.
But what if it switches from to an owner-occupied? Do they lower them?
Oh,
be vacation and then the people permanently stay? I just wonder.
I'm sure you have to prove it.
I don't know Michigan law. But
I'm sure you have to prove it. Plus, there had been a limit on the annual increase in property taxes and readjusted, blah, 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 blah.
All they did was jump in on the vacation traffic. They saw a way to make some money.
But I'm just telling you, if you're buying a home in Michigan or any home, you need to ask the realtor. What are the taxes if I use this as a second home or a primary residence? Because the realtor will list the price. I know I got to hit a break, Benny, but hold on. This is important. If you're buying in Michigan and you look at the taxes on the property and it says $6,000, $500 a month, and then you move in there and you bought it from somebody that was a primary residence and you turn it into a second home, those taxes will go to $1,000 a month instead of $500 a month in this example. So if you're buying a home, you better find out from the realtor or building a home what's going to happen to the real estate taxes, because you're going to anticipate one payment and it's going to be a little higher, which you might get shocked for.
After the break, can I chip in?
Sure, I'm sure. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I got a special to throw out there also. It just became available Thursday, an unbelievable opportunity for jumbo loans. If you have a jumbo loan, anything greater than $800,000, listen closely. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, takes a phone line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WJ.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. If you have a loan greater than $800,000, I have a five-year ARM available. I haven't been able to say that, Dave, since 2020.
Yeah, they've been off the radar.
My gosh. 5 7/8 is the note rate. APR, we have to put the APR out there. It'd be around 6, right, with all the costs and everything. So if you got a jumbo loan, $800,000 primary residence, second home. They don't want California. They don't want Texas. They don't want Florida for whatever reason, because of tornadoes and hurricanes and all that stuff. But if you're in Illinois, Michigan, whatever, all the other states, give me a call. 773-456-6526. I don't know how long we're going to have it for. When the lender gets their belly full, they're going to pull back. So first come, first serve, Bob. 312-981-7200. Dave, you want to make a quick comment?
Yeah, I just want to say that as far as that person finding out that the home taxes went up because they were going to use it as a vacation home, my guess is, and I don't practice in Florida, but there might have been a form filed with the deed, what is the buyer's intended use? It actually just started appearing on our transfer declaration, so hang on for the ride. Maybe if that box got checked, second home, and that's what the choices are, first home, second home, flip, or whatever. I hoped that wasn't added to our transfer declaration recently, only to have them groom that and say, oh, well, they checked second home, and then they're going to do that same trick they did in Michigan. I hope not, but it kind of appeared, and I wondered why they cared. You know, what's the buyer going to be doing with it? So that's it. So, yeah, that's something that should have been discussed with the agent when they were negotiating that purchase price. Do you know, folks, that you need to set aside an extra $8,000 the first few years because it's going to be more than the other guy? That should have been discussed.
906 texter, Chickaming Township?
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Because I'm crushing the English language today. Chickaming Township in southwest Michigan pays two-thirds higher taxes than residents for second homes.
Yeah.
So that just proves our point. Yeah. That's been known for years.
Mm-hmm.
For years. Realtors are a big part of your business. You want to chime in on that before the end of the show here?
They are a huge part of our business. As we all know, the market's gotten a little bit better in terms of sales, and especially around closings. So we've had many times where people have called in and said, hey, I need a XYZ removed because they won't close or we can't close. And you know, we offer that same day, next day service. We take care of it right away and make sure that closing can continue as planned. But realtors are a big partner of ours.
So on the sale side and the buy side.
Absolutely.
Because if you're buying something, you typically have something to sell or moving out of a place that's got a lot of chazerai, right?
That's right.
Which is just stuff that you don't want anymore and crap.
Yep.
That's Yiddish.
And seller's fallacy is, oh, the next buyer will want that.
No.
They don't.
I'm getting ready for Fiddler on the Roof tonight in Skokie at the North Shore Center there for the performing arts. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Are your jazz hands ready?
My jazz hands are ready. Well, not too much jazz with Fiddler on the Roof.
True.
Yeah, pogroms killing Jews. No, it's not really a happy thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's great songs, but it's not a good story. 312-981-7200. Yeah, you're not going to be doing, yeah, here comes the Russians. Let's do the jazz.
Well, you also can't sing If I Were a Rich Man.
Right. Line up against the wall. We're going to shoot you. Let's do the jazz hands.
Jeez.
Yeah, the early 1900s in the Ukraine. Not a good story. 312-981-7203. Maybe you should come get some culture. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to our website here at WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Transfer declarations avoidance. They will follow your rear end. There's no hiding.
I knew that's what I was saying. The question sticks with the recording, and it's on the website forever. But I could see them tracking that.
Mm. Oh, here. Tennessee and Mississippi charge non-residents a higher property tax as well. Another great show. Thanks. So thank you, 847. Ooh. So look at that. All that education we're getting. All that education. Springtails are giving me nervous breakdown and wanting me to put the house up for sale. This is from the 224 area code. Any suggestions? Found them in an Airbnb in September of last year. And now they're in our house. Don't know if they followed us home.
Well, that's not likely. Springtails are very common, more common than a lot of people think. And if you don't know what they are, go to rosepestcontrol.com. We have a whole pest library, and you can see pictures of these things and learn a little bit about any kind of thing you encounter. But springtails are drawn to moisture. They're tiny little, teeny tiny little bugs that you can barely see. But when you go to smash one, they tend to jump because they have this tail-like thing that springs them, literally. That's why they're named what they're named.
You're into smashing bugs, aren't you?
Well, you know.
You know, when you smash a hornet, it gets crunchy.
No. It'll remember your face.
Yeah, it'll come after you.
But to get rid of springtails, plug your drains. You know, you've got stoppers for a reason. If you're not going to be home for a day, if you're out and about, plug the drains. But think about getting a dehumidifier where you're seeing them. A lot of times they're in bathrooms. So after a shower, if you've got moisture and humidity in the bathroom, use the fan. Use the exhaust fan. That'll help with that. Or get another fan in there and air it out. They're going to be after moisture.
Can you get in there and help them?
Well, yeah, absolutely. But if you reduce the moisture, if you get rid of the moisture issues, you get rid of the pests.
All right. I have a question regarding a mortgage, Dave. Back in 2009, we talked about this during the break. I had to modify my mortgage with a lender to help reduce my payment. They took $75,000 aside that I will need to pay after paying off my mortgage. Is there anything I can do to reduce or ask for forgiveness? Let me explain. So you typically would get a modification when you showed hardship. You show hardship by not making a mortgage payment. So if you want, I'm going to keep this simple. Let's just say your mortgage payment was $2,500 a month. And you went, so that's $30,000 a year. And you went 3 years without making a mortgage payment. Because what did we learn from 08? Don't kick people out of their homes because you'll create a bigger problem. So the banks have been keeping people's, the servicers have been keeping our listeners in their homes. So some listeners would go 3 years without making a mortgage payment. That's $90,000, principal and interest, taxes, and insurance that the servicer's paying for you. You owe them that money. You got.
There was a benefit.
There was it. You lived in that house for 3 years and you didn't pay a dime. So a lot of I had a couple of calls this week. You know, I modified my loan. Now they're coming after me, and I don't remember anything. Right, selective amnesia. I'm like, well, go back to the servicer and ask them why they're coming back for their money. So not that this texter is saying that, right? But if they went for 1, 2, or 3 years and didn't make $75,000 worth of payments, and they took those payments and put it behind, you owe them that money. Why would the servicer give that listener a break?
What the calls I'm also getting, David, is, and these are people I did not know or anything.
Sure, I didn't know any of these people either.
But what happened was they would actually have a lender send a new mortgage, a fresh mortgage for what they had lost during those years, and it got recorded just like a HELOC or a second mortgage, and it was out there. They weren't being asked for payments. And so what caused these people now disdain, they've already moved. They're hearing from these people where title companies missed it and things like that. And there's so they because they weren't getting a bill, they're saying, I didn't know about it.
But the house closed?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting them where only one payoff was ordered. Anyway, bottom line is they might be in Florida and they actually find that they got some equity before they were broke and they couldn't get anything collected from them anyway. But now their chickens are coming into roost, as it would say. So they are real mortgages. Now, there's certain lender attorneys that can negotiate with a bank. Maybe they would discount it, but it would need a special lawyer who does that.
I got to take a break here. David, love you. Love your show, which you know you're going to get your... And that's some nice emojis. Mm-hmm. Please ask the sweet rose lady, that's exactly what it says, if she knows the best tick deterrents for clothes and skins. Thank you after the break.
Yes.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720 WG.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I want you to know next to you is John Hanson.
Hey!
John. I didn't know you had a show, John.
I didn't know. I knew he had a show. It's nice that he's going to other people.
I Google lenders not named Hochberg. That's how I find most of my guests.
Did you hear that click? That's people turning their radios off.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Dude, that's an oldie but a goodie. That's a Joe Hogan one, too. 312-981-7200. David, nobody can blow off paying mortgages for 3 years. You want to answer that question, Dave?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. It was going on. There were people that David and I think we were probably down the street at one with a three-letter word, like was WL.
Yeah, another station.
Another station. We would talk every week. Don't listen to because the customer service of people say, look, between me and you, my brother didn't pay, so. And that we'd say that all the time. Don't take that advice. So, no, they were in there, and judges, they took, in DuPage County, okay, they took the traffic court on the main floor of the judicial center that looks like a church. It's huge. That became the foreclosure court, 100 cases a day.
Back in 2007, 2008.
I mean, you have no idea. I mean, it was huge. So, but just to get them through the legal system, Cook County, 6 million people, I think they gutted a whole floor. They did something. They put a whole bunch of judges. So the court dates were 6 month continuous, 6 month. So no, it was possible.
It happened.
We appreciate the person's comment, but it did happen.
We've been on the radio for 22 years. Okay, right. We've experienced a lot in the 22 years.
Yes.
Okay, there were foreclosure defense attorneys that you would pay $1,000 and they would get you to not make mortgage payments for 2-3 years. And there would be lenders because everything was so backed up. We had over 100 months worth of inventory back then.
100 months.
100 months worth of inventory. We couldn't sell a house back then. And the property values were dropping like it was like catching falling knives. Mm. Okay? It was crazy. Okay? Now you put a house on the market, a ranch house, okay, for example, right. Bob, that your mom just sold. And you had four offers and you sold for more than what you got it in under a week. Okay?
Right.
So markets change. I respectfully disagree with you, 630. People were not paying their mortgage for 3 years because we had 100 months worth of inventory. And the last thing that the banks wanted to do was put another piece of property on the market.
And then own it.
And then own it with the 100 months worth of inventory. Okay? So we do speak the truth. I respectfully disagree with your text. And we can have a coffee to argue about it. 312-981-7200. All right. Nugget of knowledge. We've got a couple of five minutes. Bob, you're up first. Fire away, buddy.
All right. So again, thinking about repurposing, thinking about keeping things out of landfill, utilize junk loggers. We'll make sure that happens. But more importantly, if you're looking to help, furnish that college apartment, come to our Remix Market store. We've got dressers. We've got everything you can imagine. We've got our warehouse sale coming up on September 7th from 11 to 2. Warehouse completely open. And for those of you who want to do a little bit of DIY, we've got the painting class to teach how to paint furniture on September 16th. You can register online at remixmarketchicago.com.
Your location, we had a text, and I forgot, I didn't ask you. What is the address of your location?
We are at 425 Airport Road in Elgin. And our phone number at the store is 630-503-6880.
Last bug text of the show here. Ready?
Okay.
Love you, love your show. Please ask Rose Lady about these gross feather spiders with way too many legs. I feel I've been killing a lot more on the main level of my house this year, especially on wall of plumbing. They seem to be stuck in the bathtub. What are these awful creatures and how do I get rid of them? I don't even want to know how many babies they have. And now I'm finding babies that are so tiny. This is gross.
I think they're talking about house centipedes, which happens to be like one of the grossest insects to me. It's actually not even an insect, really.
If it grosses its own you out, Dad, it must be disgusting.
I call these running eyelashes because they have a million legs.
They're prehistoric.
They're gross, yeah. but we can absolutely help with that. They're after moisture, too. So get a dehumidifier in the basement, dry out that humidity, and you're going to get rid of things like that, like springtails, too. But we can help do a treatment.
Phone number for our listeners want to reach out to.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com. And I do have a couple of events I want to plug.
Quick, go.
Tomorrow is Bugapalooza at the Peggy Notabart Nature Museum. So if you've got kids that love bugs, bring them to the museum. It's going to be our super, super fun bug-loving themed event.
Lincoln Park.
Yep. And then next Saturday, I'm hosting our annual Girl Scout Career Exploration Spark Day at the Dunes Learning Center in Portage, Indiana. And I'm going to have all kinds of environmental and animal science experts there for hands-on demonstrations of careers that young women can pursue. It is a free event. I just posted it to the Rose Facebook page. So go there, register your Girl Scout, and I hope to see you guys there.
And if they want more information, phone number?
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
David Schluter, nugget of knowledge on the way out of the show, bud.
If your kids are going out to colleges out of town, we can sell a medical power of attorney so that you will get a call as a parent when they're operating on your kid. If they're over 18, they will not be legally obligated to tell you anything. So they're not expensive, and it's not too late, and you can give us a call, and we'll do those for you. It's a very reasonable fee. But again, any parent who's had that happen, we can't talk to you. And this is your child, like in a clinic, having a major
18.
Procedure. Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, WGenAttorney.com if you want to check in, or 630-285-5300.
We did it for our daughters.
Yeah,
we have power to. Yeah.
Yeah, you're dead. Yeah, they don't have to tell you anything. It's your own kid. So.
Okay, that's nice. Very, very uplifting to end the show. Phone number one more time.
630-285-5300, WGenAttorney.com.
All right, I'm David Hochberg. If you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing... Oh, by the way, it's Bob Surratt's birthday today. Happy birthday to Bob.
Oh, he's a Leo too, huh?
I guess. I used to have his phone number, and then he changed his number because I kept texting him pictures. And he's like, this is weird. And then I'm like, Bob, are you getting my text? He's like, and he looked at me, he's like, yeah, I am. And then I knew it was a lie, and I knew he changed his phone number and didn't give me the new number. Nobody here will give it to me for whatever reason. But it's Bob's birthday today, so happy birthday to Bob. Again, congrats to Annie Mazur. Our young man started out at Manny's High School in the broadcast club, and now he's taking over the commands for David Ennett. Big shoes to fill. Looking to purchase a new home, refinance your existing home, and you have a jumbo loan that's greater than $800,000. I've got a five-year ARM for limited time. Or until supplies last, the note rate would be 5.875 with no points, which is kind of scary to say that. But we haven't seen an ARM this low in the past 5 years, Dave.
Wow.
Dave, with 1 point, what could it go down to?
I don't know. I don't like to charge points. Well, I could find out. All I know
somebody's
is...
Somebody's interested, I thought.
Well, it's a bad move. Don't do it.
Right. So I should have never said it. Yeah. My bad.
Do I ask you legal questions in the middle of your legal thing?
Especially at the end of the show.
Right. Yeah. You want to talk about dead people?
I 312. See dead people.
Yeah, I see dead people. Just give me a call, 855-563-2843, or go to 56david.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. Stay cool, and we'll be back next Saturday. Go Bears!
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. The law offices of David Schluter, Bob Schmidt, Junk Luggers, and Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/HomeSweetHomeChicago.